Hi there. The word for you today is on how to get your prayers answered. Jesus said in John 15, verse 7, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will and it shall be done for you." Let me ask you, have you spent weeks, months, or even years praying about something specific and it hasn't happened? Maybe you're saying, "Lord, I know what your word says, so why isn't it working for me?" Well, in order to get the result you're praying for, there are certain questions you must be able to answer. I want to look at three of them in particular over the next couple of days, and here's the first one. Are you praying for God's will? Jesus said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." The word abide speaks of intimacy and close connection. It paints a picture of home, the place where you experience provision and nurture. When you have that kind of relationship with the Lord, you'll know His heart and His desires so well that your will is going to line up with His will, and as a result, you'll get what you ask for. Don't just assume that what you're praying for is in line with God's will. Instead, test your prayer by applying what we'll call the abiding principle. Abiding, staying close to the Lord, brings spiritual maturity. And when you're spiritually mature, you begin to pray differently. Your prayers aren't so self-centered or self-seeking. The time you spend in the presence of the one you love most becomes more important to you than the end result you hope for. You don't mind waiting because you realize that God's timing is always perfect. And when He chooses to say no to your request, you can rejoice and say, "Okay, then you've something better in mind for me, and I trust you." So have you reached that place yet in your walk with the Lord? Think about it, because it's the word for you today.